we're turning to oil and gas industry expert Jay Young. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I am doing well. I'm curious, first and foremost, what is the reasoning behind this particular cut in oil production?
Yeah, well, good question. You know, we're seeing some economic, the economy's not getting back to where it should, and so the demand is going down. And so if the demand's going down, what they're going to do is they're going to cut supply just to kind of meet that instead of oversupplying the market and making prices continuing to go higher. What they like to do is they like to kind of keep a balance. You know, so Saudi Arabia cuts 1 million barrels off the market to meet the supply, and so the demand is just not coming back like they thought.
Mm-hmm. The last time OPEC kind of surprised the world with this kind of move, this cut in oil production, what happened to prices at the pump then?
Yeah, it went up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, and they're not trying. I say they're not trying. They're obviously the higher the price is, the more money they make.
Sure.
They export, you know, millions of barrels a day over the over their borders. So what they're doing now is they don't want prices to go too high. And if they cut back a lot and they cut back and they say, oh, we're going to cut, and prices go way high, well, then a lot of countries like the United States would start drilling again and really start getting into the drilling at $100 or $120 a barrel. So what they're trying to do is they're not cutting 3 or 4 million barrels a day. And a lot of OPEC countries, there's like 23 more countries,
mm-hmm.
they're not cutting, but they're saying that they're going to keep with their cuts that they have until the end of 2024. So what they're going to see, they're saying, okay, we're going to keep the price to where prices are $70, $80. They seem to like that price. They don't want it to go too low because then they don't make any money or as much money. But they don't want it to go too high either. So they're comfortable here. They're seeing an economic outlook that doesn't, you know, constitute keeping a lot of oil on the market. They don't see they want to cut back, and so they're gonna cut back. It takes a lot of action to cut back or to put more oil on the market. So that's what they're seeing right now, and they're seeing demand coming down a little bit. And as they see that, they're gonna cut and try to keep that price, you know, comfortable for them.
I don't know, Jay. I'm hearing you talk and I'm kind of annoyed. Not at you. This is not my area of expertise, but for the life of me, I can't figure out. I mean, why do we continue to allow other countries to dictate the price of oil?
That's a great question. And I mean, number one, the price of the pump is all about supply and demand. I mean, it's not like there's guys back here, you know, oil and gas companies that are trying to figure out, hey, how much can we charge the consumer? That's not it. It's all about supply and demand, number one. Number two is we're still producing a lot less oil than we need in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, we produce about 13 million barrels of oil a day. We still need over 20, probably 21 or 22 million barrels a day. So we're not like Saudi Arabia or Russia. I mean, like Russia, they produce 8 million barrels a day. They only use 3 million. So they're exporting 5 million barrels a day on the open market, and that's how they make their money. That's how they get all these Russian billionaires and all this. We don't have that luxury. We have private companies in the United States. We can't get our production up to 20 million barrels a day. It's just, there's no way, number one. I mean, the markets aren't there to give us the capital to do that, number one. But number two is there's financial institutions, there's people that mm-hmm. don't want us to drill, there's Joe Biden with permits and pipelines and the infrastructures. So we are at the beck and call pretty much mm-hmm. of these other countries saying, okay, well, we'll give you some more oil, but we're not going to give it to you at a cheaper price.
Yeah, it's going to cost
you. It's like George Bush said in the 2006 State of the Union address. You know, he said, hey, we have an addiction to oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like we have to have it. I mean, for roads and for lipstick and for, you know, cars and automobiles. I mean, all the different things that we need oil for. We have an addiction. We need 20 million barrels a day. We're only producing 13, so therefore we have to go on the open market and try to do our best to buy it at cheaper prices.
Really quick, Jay, I've only got you for 30 seconds here. What do you foresee happening with prices at the pump this time around when these cuts are implemented come July?
Yeah, well, and two, we're not drilling for oil in the United States like we should be. I can see the demand continuing to stay strong or to kind of increase over the summertime. And with these cuts, I can see prices going up. They're down a couple of bucks this morning. So maybe this is a good thing for the consumer right now. And if it was me, I'd take my trip right now. I'd fill up on a Tuesday mm-hmm. or Wednesday instead of a Friday afternoon. And I would take advantage of this because I feel like that oil prices could go higher by the end of the year.
Well, really good stuff this morning, Jay. I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And that is oil and gas industry expert Jay Young joining us here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.